Blog Talk Radio.
This is Merle with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. And where the heck am I? This is part of the Fakawi tribe, yes. I'm in Williamsburg right now because that's where I'm actually doing the show. But I spent today and yesterday in Virginia Beach, so that's what I'm going to tell you all about. Is some of my experiences with Barb and Nancy at Virginia Beach. Oh, yes, this is, who are we going to have? We're going to have Mark Landers to talk about the Segway tour that we did. Was that today? That was today, yes.
Early morning.
Early 8 o'clock in the freaking morning, or as Andra would say, farkin' morning. And then we're going to have Allison Ray, who is from, that's later. Allison Ray is going to be talking later about the Edgar Casey experience. We went to the Edgar Casey ARE. Association for Research and Enlightenment, Inc. And we're also going to have Laura. Did we get a last name? Laura, is it Day? No.
Harbor.
Is it Laura Harbor? Laura Harbor. Yes, from Laura Wood Harbor. That's what. From Cox. 19th Street Bistro, and then she'll be calling in, we think. So, in the meantime, let's see. Well, today we, we brought the both of them. Well, that was one of them. Here's the other one, though. Okay. Well, that was Esther and Eunice. I think the first one was Eunice. The second one was Esther. It's hard to tell since they're...
twins.
Yeah, identical twins. Well, pretty much, except for the black eye. Yeah. Well, not that she has a black eye because... anything happened. That's the color of her eye. Of course, I have to do the commercial. You know that, right? Well, we didn't have our, since Nancy and I didn't have our dessert yet.
Oh, I'm dying.
You're dying? Well, then,
what
you know.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Yes, and you can get these absolutely delicious brownies at www.brownies.com. Wouldn't you like them? Wouldn't we want to have them right now?
Better than
watermelon. That's for sure. That's what we're down to here at the timeshare of dessert-wise. Well, we're such barking pigs here when it comes to dessert. let's see. Is that what this thing is? It says waves. Oh, we got to give some some background noise when we start to. Well, let's chat a little about what we did. We said we were in Hampton Inn. Yeah, we were staying at the Hampton Inn with Virginia Beach. And we faced the ocean, the river, whatever it is. The ocean. Is it the Atlantic Ocean? Oh, we have to be more specific. So that's where we were staying. We got to here. The waves in the evening. We didn't have to suffer all day. The two evening, the lowest to sleep. I had my window closed and I didn't hear the waves. Thank you, Bob. Yeah, they went out to Disco Nosy. They had to see the waves were really there.
And then we came back down the boardwalk of Virginia City.
Virginia Beach. You keep thinking of Virginia City. What's Virginia City? You're watching too much Bonanza, you know that? How many times have you... Are you a Bonanza fan?
No, I'm actually...
Have you ever watched it?
Yes, I have seen...
That's Virginia City. That's where they... Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Virginia Beach.
Beach.
They become streetwalkers when they... When they go places with me. That was nice. It was clean. Very important. The first thing was clean. The rooms, they're pretty big. Yeah. You know, I guess more, you know, typical of having a desk, you know, and, oh, did yours have a refrigerator? Or did you even notice that? Mm-hmm. Refrigerator and a microwave, which we... which we didn't need because we washed it down everything and there was no leftovers. For all the places that we went to. Where did we go? We went, let's see. Hopefully Laura will call in to talk about Crocs. But we also went to, Mojito Cafe. That's what we did today. We went to Mojito Cafe. What boring. We all had the same thing for lunch. We all decided to have a Cuban sandwich. And for anybody who doesn't know what a Cuban sandwich is, go to Cuba and find out. This is what happens when you hang in the sun all day long. A Cuban sandwich consists of roast pork, ham, cheese, usually Swiss cheese. And pickle, and I think mustard. They use mustard
on a Cuban roll.
Well, it's a Cuban roll. It's a roll. They flatten it out on the grill. You know what I mean? like panini it, kind of, if you wanted, you know. And we had that, and I had the side with it was, I had a gazpacho. And that's a soup. For those who don't know what gazpacho is, it's a cold soup that consists of mostly tomatoes, cucumbers. I know there was cilantro in there. Kind of, yeah, yeah, kind of like a salsa, as we dance the salsa. We ate the salsa. We wouldn't dance it, no, because we would sell such fucking pigs. The whole time we've been here, every time we have no room at the end of the meal, but we still walk down a dessert. And it wasn't Jell-O either that we had room for. Okay. Where else did we? Then we ate. Well, then I think the Watermans that was today. We ate a Watermans. Down did we have a Watermans, yes. We just came back from there, but I had the salmon. Oh, we wanted to do that. That's right. We were doing a kind of taste test on she crab soup. That seems to be the big thing around here. So we had the Waterman's version of she crab soup, which was different. It was more like when you have what's that stuff? Clam chowder, more like a chowder kind of base. And it was, you know, creamy, but they didn't put in coughing. They didn't put in roe, the crab roe, which would have probably made it more authentic, then you would know it was she crab soup. It could have been a he crab soup in disguise, you know. And what else? Also, I had salmon, and you guys had fish tacos. It was the catch of the day. I don't know what they caught. Well, I think I'm going to, okay. I'm going to pause for a minute so I can cough my ass off. And in the meantime, let's see, which one of my songs? Oh, of course. Oh, and I got to tell you why this afterwards.
We start to look at one another short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats. Wearing smell from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fantasy, listening for the new tall lies with supreme visions of lonely tunes. Somewhere inside something there is a rush of greatness. Thank you.
yes, let that sunshine. It certainly shone here. Well, let's see. Mark hasn't called in yet. Well, let's see. Why don't we chat a bit, little about it? Well, this is actually the second segue tour we took while we were here. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
You really, I think Bob and Nance are now hooked on segues, huh?
I used to always look at those Segway people doing tours, and I'm like, you lazy bums, get off that Segway and start walking and enjoy it. But really, you're going at a perfect speed where you're not going too fast, not going too slow, and you can still see a lot. Today we went into First Landing State Park with Mark Landers. He was kind enough to give us a tour. And I haven't seen Spanish moss and cypress trees since I was in Georgia and Florida back about 10 years ago. So I was very surprised.
And she's only 10 years old.
I'm only she's 12.
Then what was that thing that with the black something? The black water or something?
It's tanning.
Oh.
And tannings, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, but from what I understand, the cypress trees gives off this tannings. It goes into the water, and it's actually an insect repellent for mosquitoes. So there's no mosquitoes in the swamp.
I think then I should stay there for the summer then, huh?
Highly recommended.
Yeah, better than my house, that's for sure. Yeah, but it was nice to be able to go through the park that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're a little lazy, mm-hmm. but we got a lot done.
Yeah, we actually segued past a beautiful garden that one of the gentlemen lives off the path, and the path that we took was actually an 1800s railroad track that led into the First Landing State Park.
Didn't we pass, like, something that said, like, Chesapeake something? There were things having to do with the Indians?
Right.
American Indians?
Right. What happened was we learned this when we went to Yorktown and Jamestown. They talked about the Indian tribe. Remember Pocahontas' father,
Pocan?
I apologize, Chief Indian. But anyways, what was described at First Landing was that they were very territorial. So what they did, it's not proven. However, there was that tribe, the Cherokee. No, help me. You just said it.
I did?
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever Mel just said, that tribe and the Potan tribe. Well, the Potan tribe was very powerful, and it overcame the Cherokees. You know what I'm trying to say. Chesapeake. Thank you.
Okay.
And it's not proven, but they got rid of all those Indians. So, you know, it's always the dog-eat-dog world type thing.
You know, I think it was the Chesapeakes who invented the tunnel. You think the Chesapeakes invented the tunnel?
17.6 mile tunnel?
Yeah.
That connects onto Delvamar Peninsula, I think.
Better than I am. I don't remember a fucking thing. I'm glad someone was listening. That's why I usually interview people.
And if you think about it, the Chesapeake Bridge, which is like 17, there's a lot of bridges, so just make sure you're on the right one. That's 17.6 miles. But once you go over it from Virginia Beach area to this other area on the other side, I was told that it ends with the three states, like Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, it's not, okay, but anyways, cut off like the last two letters in each state, and that's where you land up.
Did somebody tell her that? did they tell you that?
Yeah, I actually did hear.
What? By the way, I'm just hearing a beep beep. Oh, okay. means we're getting a phone call and no one cares. But it's not a phone call to call into the radio station.
Oh, 757. Could be Mark.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
I think it might have been Laura. But you don't answer.
Well, I didn't give you... Yeah, well, she has to call the 646 number. No, nothing's coming up on this.
It's probably Laura. She called her on your phone.
Oh, who's calling? On your phone?
Yeah, on the telephone.
Yeah, on the phone.
It was probably Laura. But you can't answer it.
No, I guess you're not going to answer it. She'll have to figure out. We told her to call the other number. She'll call. She'll figure it out. She'll figure it out. And call the other number. Okay, so then, so that was that segue tour. I don't want to get into the other segue tour because I don't want to confuse our trip to Virginia Beach with our trip to Yorktown, which I'll talk about next week. But let's see now. So what else did we do? What else did we do? Oh, we went to the aquarium. That was cool. The Virginia, it was called the Virginia Aquarium, as opposed to Virgin Aquarium. Yeah, it was the, let's see exactly, Virginia Aquarium and Marine Science Center. It's ranked among the top 10 marine science and aquarium facilities in the U.S. The Virginia Aquarium offers 800,000 gallons of aquarium. 800,000 gallons of aquariums? Okay. And over 300 hands-on exhibits. Okay. So, oh, what did we see? What did we see there? Well, we saw sharks, not the New York sharks, though, no. We saw sharks and
a lot of fish I cannot pronounce.
Yeah, a lot of fish. There was we saw gars, long-nosed gars.
Those are cute.
You know, the reason I always remember the word gar, because they always shove them in crossword puzzles. All the time. Otherwise, I wouldn't even know what a gar is. What else? I mean...
Well, we didn't see this particular seal. However, his name's Pete, or Peter, actually. And their harbor seals have been trained to paint. And Merle almost bought one. But what was the reasoning for you not buying one? Because it wasn't signed by Peter.
Yes, it wasn't signed by Peter.
But anyways, they hold a paintbrush in his mouth.
He doesn't use his Peter. He uses his mouth.
Right.
Okay.
Right. They hold a paintbrush in their mouth that has non-toxic paint on the end. Make sure that's specified there. As they move their heads back and forth and make contact with the canvas, their behavior is rewarded. So, of course, they make beautiful paintings, abstract paintings, actually, of yellow, orange, red, green, purple, the rainbow, but whatever, and it's really nice.
I could do that too, but because I'm not a seal.
You're not Peter.
Yeah, because I'm not a seal. That's why the difference. I could say myself, I'm going to now make some extra money. I'm going to have Esther and Eunice do paintings. I'm going to shove a paintbrush in their mouths. There's plenty of room. And let them go at it. I think that's a great idea.
There is a resemblance in this painting with Peter and Eunice.
You
right?
have Eunice there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I can do that. Why not? Sure. And we saw a lot of turtles.
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful turtles. Sea turtles, too. But freshwater turtles, sea turtles. However, I was so disappointed I couldn't touch a sea turtle.
Oh, stingrays?
Did we touch
that? Stingrays. We saw jellyfish at the very end. Gosh, we saw
oh, there
lots
was,
of
there,
things.
There was the cuttlefish.
Oh,
they have a new cuttlefish.
Oh, and the poor cuttlefish did an accident. Remember?
Did he what?
He did an accident last night. Remember the gentleman who was working at the aquarium? He was standing there, and he's like, please don't flash your camera. Remember?
Right.
What happened was is that the cuttlefish got startled by someone taking a picture of him because he's new in the tank. And when he got startled, his ink went bleh, and it went into the water. And it was still cloudy when we were there after like 24 hours or less, just a little less. But he was startled by someone, and they were making sure that he was okay.
Yeah, so we were very kind today. We didn't cuddle him, even though he was a cuttlefish. But we did look at him and take photos. And there was also that soft-shell turtle. They told us that we should have turtle soup. No, it wasn't them. It was somebody else.
It was not the aquarium people that told us that.
Did somebody tell us today? Okay, but it wasn't the aquarium people. Then we also went on a boat to see some dolphins, not the Miami dolphins, no. We were on, like along these, I guess, is that the bay? I don't know. No, we weren't the bay. We were still the ocean. And, there was one big area we saw dolphins, and then, what the hell's going on here? Here we go. I hate this. Oh, there it is. No, it's not there. Oh, goodness. Well, anyway.
But anyways, Merle, what we did was we hopped on a boat at the Virginia Beach Fishing Center at Ruddy Inlet, 200 Winston-Salem Avenue. And let's see. It's ranked among the top 10 marine science and aquarium facilities in the U.S., and the Virginia Aquarium. Oh, I already,
yes,
already
I read that.
But anyways, what we did was we left Ruddy Inlet and we boated parallel along the boardwalk of Virginia Beach. And we almost went up to Cape Henry Lighthouse, but we stopped just before then and we turned around. But we saw dolphins for at least 20 minutes. What did she say, Mo?
Oh, yeah. We did. We saw dolphins. Not like, well, sparsely. I mean, it wasn't like a constant.
No, they were kind of playing with us. They're like, here we are. Then they went under the water. And then we're like, all 20 of us on the side of the boat looking for it. And then they'll come on the other side of the boat and say, here we are. Right?
Yeah. We're still connected, I think, aren't we? Are we? Can anybody hear me? Can you hear
me
now?
Fine,
Merle. Oh, I'm fine. Oh, I was just trying to get the switchboard because if we don't have the switchboard, we can't tell if somebody's calling in, even though no one is.
Yeah, not a problem.
This is still happening. It's still disconnecting.
But Merle,
okay,
let me try to focus on what we did today.
Okay.
Don't focus on the computer.
I'll do it.
So what else do you want to talk about, Merle, today?
You're not going to be able to get it up. Don't say that. Then we went to dinner. That was all we did.
Right, yep. Yeah, we had a very busy day. We did the Segway tour at 8.
My feet are killing me.
Oh, Merle's feet. Poor Merle.
My feet, they're killing me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we went back after the Segway tour. We went back to the Hampton Inn. Barb and I enjoyed the balcony for about an hour. And then we went out.
And they didn't fall off once.
We did not fall off the balcony. No, we're only on the fourth floor, so it wouldn't have been that much of a drop. And then we had lunch. Then we met. I don't want to pronounce her name wrong.
Dana.
Oh, Dana.
Yes, thank you.
Boucher.
Yes.
That's when we had lunch at
Mojito.
Right.
Which was very good. I've never had Puerto Rican food, right?
What was Puerto Rican?
Cuban. Latin.
It says Latin.
Yeah. Very good. And what I did was I got some.
You had plantains.
Oh. Oh, there's someone else.
Well,
put some in there.
Hi, Laura.
Yeah, hi, Mo.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, well, we're doing great here tonight. How are you doing?
Oh, just fabulous. So, tell us, introduce yourself to my audience.
Yes. Let me step out of the dining room here so I can hear you. How about that?
Okay.
Okay. We've had a really busy night here with our Gulf Coast fundraiser dinner. So, how have you been?
Get some crocs, huh?
Yes.
And you're one of the owners, aren't you?
That's right. But
tonight
I've been busting tables, so...
What I want to tell you to talk about is this whole thing with the Going Green. You're another restaurant who's looking and starting to go green. So, like, tell us what that's about.
Well, it's a program that's set up here in Virginia called Virginia Green. It's a program through the Department of Environmental Quality in Virginia and Virginia Tourism. And it has five core activities for restaurants to participate, which is recycling glass and paper, grease. We have energy and water efficient plans, and we also use only biodegradable takeoutware for any takeout products. And we also source locally and sustainably with a sensible seafood program. And so those are some of our activities.
I understand you have on Saturdays that you have the farmers market.
That's right. It's a local farmers market we source within 150 miles of our local food and watershed, and we have some organic farmers and local producers. And that happens every Saturday from 8 to noon right in the restaurant parking lot.
Cool. Well, hopefully people don't need to park. But then again, you're probably not serving lunch that early in the morning, so you don't have to worry.
That's right. And they can walk from their hotel rooms. We're 6 blocks from the oceanfront. And a lot of the locals ride their bikes, so it works out for everybody.
Cool. Well, so let's talk about the cuisine. We had you have this great idea of a whole bunch of little, I guess, would you call them tapas?
Right, and because we have some Lebanese influence here, we call it mezzi, which is like tapas, which is little tiny bites of food to go with drinks, and we've got an assortment of those tapas-type mezzi menu items.
And since I don't have the menu in front of me, I'm going to let you describe what they are. Run down.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, we have a traditional mezzi, which is Lebanese. It's tabbouleh, hummus, baba ganoush, a kefta, and a tawouk, which is the grilled chicken, served with pita bread and garlic dip. And then we have some of our local mezzi, which is tuna
little tuna bites. We have, believe it or not, farm-raised Florida alligator bites that are fried. And we have some shrimp, sustainable shrimp. And also some sustainable sea scallops. And those are sea scallops served with sesame seeds.
Those look really good. They had an artichoke dip, right?
And the spinach and artichoke dip, that's right. And now we're using some local spinach, so it's even tastier.
And so the meat that we had, that was the kafta, right?
That's right.
And kind of describe, like, what that is.
Kev, it's basically like meatloaf on a stick, but it's using parsley and some Lebanese spices, allspice, and it's just made up like a meatloaf, and you grill it on a little stick.
That was pretty tasty too. Well, everything was tasty. Did I leave anything out? What that we had?
Did you have one of the pita pizzas?
No, we didn't have that. I was just thinking. Well, then we had one of the, I guess, an entree that was you were calling it like green because it was like using combinations of local vegetables, not local vegetables, right? Were they local vegetables?
Yes, actually, we're calling it our farmer's market special because every Saturday at the market, our chef shops the market and selects what he's going to prepare for the week. And so it's become our seasonal farmer's market special. And it was sourced with about 5 different vendors that are in our farm market.
And this particular one was chicken stuffed with, is it bacon and something, and do you remember?
Oh, yes, I remember. It's chicken paiori, and we did some acorn squash diced with some tomatoes, and local tomatoes, and that was served with the chicken and it's a garnish with rosemary that we grow right here on premise.
What, it was a sort of cream sauce? Was it a kind of the sauce? What was that?
Yes, it was a tomato cream sauce.
Oh, okay. Well, a Hawaiian chef, anyway.
Our chef?
Yeah.
We've got a great group of chefs. Some have just recently graduated from the Culinary Institute of Virginia. So they've grown up here, they've gone to school here, and now they're working here in Virginia Beach. And we've got Chef Greg Hopkins, Chef Emmanuel, Chef Jesse.
You have one who's the executive chef?
Yeah, that's Greg Hopkins.
Okay, so he's the one that decides on the meals, the recipes, right?
It is a collaborated effort sometimes, but he does. He's the one that shops the market, and he's really taken our green initiative to the next level. In the kitchen, you know, from the cleaning products to the way we're, you know, operating, you know, our water and energy plans, and also with sourcing, you know, working with local farmers, working with local watermen to source these things.
Yeah, and I also know it's like, it's not just like an eatery, it's like an event place too, you know, I don't mean a hangout kind of, sort of.
It is. We're nestled 6 blocks off the oceanfront in the Old Beach neighborhood. So we have locals that come here, and they like to hang out, ride their bikes, and sit on our outdoor terraces. And
you have entertainment, too.
And we have entertainment, live band on Thursday evenings. So we can kind of give that full bistro experience from serving good food and wine and live music.
Really great. What does the chef have any particular signature dishes?
Yes. He's got a seafood risotto that's just delicious, mouth-watering. Saffron risotto with local clams, mussels, and sustainable shrimp and scallops. And his specials each week, I think if he had any specialty, it's that he can really do some neat things with, you know, what's in season and, you know, what we're doing here in our food shed and watershed. And we go with either sustainable, organic, or local. Those are our three recipes where we try to strive and source from.
And by the way, do you have a website?
We sure do. It's crocsecobistro.com, and that's CrocsEcoBistro, just like it sounds, crocsecobistro.com.
Where did you get the name Crocs from, anyway?
It's for crocodile, but when we broke down C-R-O-C, it kind of stood for Coastal Rockin' Organic Cocktail, so we kind of like that.
You call it crocodile, you call it crocs, but you serve alligator.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And there was that drink. That was what was that drink that got put in front of me that got me so drunk?
Wasn't that yummy? That's,
yes, it was
that's
yummy. Yes.
What was
in there?
Okay, that was one of our first signature organic cocktails, which is it's the Rosemary Aromatini. And so we use actually Square One organic vodka and a little bit of fresh squeezed lemon juice, a little bit of organic simple syrup. And we throw a fresh sprig of rosemary that we grow here on premise, and it gives it a nice aroma. And it's clean, and it's green, and it's organic.
And good, too.
And really
tasty,
good.
Too.
It is.
I was going to ask, what did we have for dessert? But I think we were so full from everything. Even if I wouldn't even wanted to know what you had for dessert at all, especially because, well, the three of us have been kind of pigging out since we've been here. But you could tell us what we would have had for dessert.
Well, we do have some fresh berries and a little tart, and we have some baklava that are bite-sized. And, of course, the organic chocolate martini is always great.
Of course. What do you use in your chocolate martini?
We use organic chocolate, organic vodka. We rim the glass with a powdered organic chocolate and a little bit of sugar, organic sugar. And a little bit of organic cream. So it's shaken up. And sometimes, you know, you might want to adjust it to according to your taste, but we have it patented. And then we have a liquid organic chocolate that we layer the top of it with.
Oh, my God.
I
can't believe I missed that one. We're coming back.
You'll be back.
We'll be back for that one. So, are you the sole owner of the restaurant?
Well, now I'm a mom and pop. My husband and I operate it.
Okay, cool. How long have you been in business?
This is our 17th year.
Wow.
Yeah, so and being in a restaurant that long, you know, sometimes you do have to reinvent yourself and look in, you know, for some other things. And so for going green for us was the right time and the right thing, and it's definitely sustained us, and we're having a lot of fun with our menu as well, with our green items.
Fabulous. Well, I hope you're in business for at least another 17 years.
Well, thank you.
And anything you want to add that I left out? Possibly?
I just had a ball with y'all, so I can't wait till you come back.
Yeah, we hopefully I'll get back to the area. I'm going to be coming into Norfolk pretty soon. Maybe I'll take a side trip. Just for the martini.
Just for the chocolate martini.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your calling in and telling us about this wonderful restaurant.
Well, thank you. It was such a pleasure to meet you and your crew, and you have such adventure. So I'm going to be tuning in and hearing all about your adventure. So keep up your great work.
Thanks a lot. And say hi to your other half for us.
I sure will. He's right here. I'm waving right at him for you.
and I'll let you get back to work now that I've interrupted you.
Oh, no problem. Great to chat with you.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah, I definitely... Nancy, you didn't get to hear that, did you?
About the chocolate?
The chocolate martini?
Yeah.
Well, did you hear the description? No, you didn't hear it.
We're listening, Merle.
Oh, you are? You're listening? Oh, so you know. Okay. Oh, God. Okay. Well, so we went to Edgar Cayce. Well, we didn't go to him because he's dead. We went to the Institute. We almost didn't go to the Institute, though. We had the wrong address. It was quite humorous. We had the address of 215 57th Street, not knowing that it was 10 blocks away. So we're driving down this street. Now, I know... I was here at the Edgar Cayce Institute many years ago, and I remembered some big building, but we got to this address. It looked like, you know, not only were there, like, private homes, not fancy either, but that particular address, there was no home. So we are now staring in an alleyway. And I'm thinking, what happened to this poor place? Did they go downhill so much that they, you know, that all it is an alley? So, but we called to find out that it was the wrong address, that it was 67th Street. And we went there. And, well, probably the best thing I could do is, like, here was my interview. Let's go find it here. No, that's not it. What did we entitle this one? Edgar Cayce. Oh, God, I'm punchy. I didn't sleep well last night. All right, so listen to the interview.
Well, hi. I just stumbled into this building. I'm not sure what it is. Can you tell me where I am?
Hi, yes, you're at Edgar Cayce's ARE, ARE standing for Association for Research and Enlightenment. It is the headquarters, the worldwide headquarters, of the organization founded by the psychic Edgar Cayce. And here we have many, many free courses. We have a free daily tour. We have a survey lecture every day from topics from the psychic readings. And we have a meditation garden and a labyrinth. It's also the home of Cayce Riley School of Massotherapy, Atlantic University.
Edgar Cayce? Who's Edgar Cayce?
Edgar Cayce was a psychic who was alive in the early 1900s. He is the most documented psychic, and in addition to that, many people know him as the Sleeping Prophet because he would go into a trance state and answer questions. Everything from why do I not feel well, how can I find my purpose in life, to Atlantis and ancient Egypt. How were the pyramids built?
And what kind of predictions? Did he make a lot of predictions?
No. Of this 14,306 documented readings that he gave, the text of the information he was providing came to be known as readings. And of the 14,306, less than 300 are predictions. Now, he did have some predictions, and many of them that came true. For example, he predicted blood as a diagnostic tool. He predicted La Nina and El Nino as forces of weather. He also predicted World War II and the crash of the stock market.
Did he predict a World War III by any chance?
He did not.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So, can he predict what's going to be my future?
Well, he died in 1945.
Well, then I guess he can't, huh?
But what he did predict was that as humans, we will be evolving, and that we are all psychic, and we all have psychic abilities, and that through meditation and prayer, we can enhance our own ability to know, you know, that deep feeling in the gut that you get sometimes before something happens. He also recommended working with dreams. He said nothing ever happens in our lifetime that is not first foretold in our dreams.
So, in other words, we can analyze our dreams?
Oh, yes. We can analyze our dreams. He said that each individual is the best interpreter of their dreams.
In other words, like when I have a dream, it's like my interpretation of what I think it means versus asking somebody, what do you think it means?
Sometimes it helps to actually talk through it, but Edgar Cayce would have said that you are the best interpreter of your own dreams, mostly because you know what each symbol means to you. For example, a black cat. To somebody who doesn't like cats, that might mean something scary, but to somebody who loves animals, a black cat might be a feeling of affection.
Uh-huh. I think I'll start writing my dreams down from now on. So, by the way, did you mention your name?
My name's Allison Ray.
Oh, okay. What do you do here anyway?
I am responsible for marketing and public information.
Oh, do you take people on tours?
No.
Oh.
Only very special people who come and are looking for a very special type of tour.
Oh, okay. So somebody comes in here, they're kind of on their own.
Oh, no. We do have a free daily tour. That's offered and given by, we have wonderful tour staff who, we have different volunteers as well as employees who would do the tour.
I think I might have snuck in. Is there a charge for the tour?
Oh, no, it's free.
Oh, thank goodness. Then I have to, you know, act like I snuck in here. Although I got to tell you, I think I almost went someplace else on the way. Weird. So what kind of things, like, do people come here for to, you know, you have events or do you have lectures or what do you got?
We have a little bit of everything here. Every weekend we have a free meditation course for individuals who want to learn how to meditate. We also have an ESP demo. We have one of the world's largest metaphysical libraries where individuals come to do research. It also has Wi-Fi access in case they want to pull up their website or do a little online surfing while they're here. We have a free lecture every day on a topic from the reading. And on most weekends out of the year, there are conferences.
When you say conferences, what kind of conferences?
We have amazing speakers from around the globe on things like 2012 or psychic development or how to be your own psychic. We have an upcoming Ancient Mysteries Conference that's one of the biggest and best attended. And this year, Zahi Hawass, who is the head of Egyptian Antiquities, will be here for that conference.
And what is it about exactly?
It's an exploration of ancient Egypt or ancient technologies. Quite often it covers Atlantis. And individuals are often asking, how were the pyramids built? And Edgar Cayce gave a number of different readings that talked about that time period and how the pyramids were actually constructed. He also talked about a Hall of Records, and he said that those were in three different places on the earth. And the Hall of Records contains the history of everything that ever happened from the time of birth of man in the world. And so we, as an organization, are actively searching for that Hall of Records.
Well, I guess it gives you something to do, huh?
Yes, it does.
So it is open, what, all year round or all day, all night? Or, you know, when is it ever closed, or is it?
We're closed just a couple of days out of the year, on Christmas and Thanksgiving. Individuals probably should check our website because we have different hours during the summer than we do during the fall and winter. Summer is definitely our busy time with the weather turning nice and people coming to vacation in Virginia Beach.
Is this the only Edgar Cayce thing around in the whole wherever and just here in Virginia Beach?
Oh, no. In addition to our online community, we have Edgar Cayce centers in 37 countries and 66 different locations around the world have Edgar Cayce meetings, and there's Search for God study groups. We have a second headquarters in Houston, Texas. We also have regional centers in Chicago and in New York. How could I forget New York? And then we have regional representatives in a number of states around the country as well. Our headquarters sponsors programs in those locations, as well as the different centers having their own programs. So there's lots of ways to get connected.
Cool. Way cool. Okay. I think I'm just going to go wander around this place and maybe the psychic heirs will talk to me.
Yeah, well, I'm back. Yes, I opened up my mic, so now everybody can hear me. I did not, Wolf. Don't worry about that. Well, we got a lot of books to look at. One is the story of Edgar Cayce, and the other is the Edgar Cayce Handbook for Health Through Drugless Therapy. I guess I will be able to share some of that once I actually read the book. I try my best. I don't read a lot.
Can I butt in, Merle?
Oh, yeah, of course, Nancy.
Great, thank you. Edgar Cayce had mentioned that all of us are psychic, right?
Right.
Okay, now tomorrow in my future, we're going to go back to Blue Talon Bistro in Williamsburg, about 2 miles away from where we're staying, and get some of that
chocolate cake.
Non-flour chocolate cake.
Flourless chocolate cake, the one I talked about on the last show. Oh, we're going to have to get some more because we got to continue digging out. The readings. Well, they weren't. They were kind of. I don't know. They're not. They weren't predictions. They were kind of. You get little readings when you go over there to the Edgar Cayce place. And by the way, it's Edgar Cayce, and it's spelled Cayce. If you go to the website, is edgarcayce.org. And not only did we get readings, but Esther and Eunice got readings as well. I don't remember any of them. I tucked them away. Maybe they're down their throats. I'm not sure. They might have. They're kind of battling a bit. So And you'll see, because, you know, when you, I'm going to put up the photos and stuff on my blog, and you'll be able to see some more adventures of Esther and Eunice. You know, some are pretty nice and some are not so nice. Yeah. We're finding some odd things happening. Yeah. One was like, smothering the other with a pillow. That was horrible. But anyway, well, I'm going to end this show early. Manishtana, as I say. And when I get home, I'll do some more about this and be able to talk about Yorktown and what we did there. In the meantime, everybody have a great day, evening, afternoon, or whatever it is for you. And yeah, and stay alive. Yeah, okay, we understand. We understand. Okay, good night, everybody. Good day, night. Where's Moogus in here? And, click it on there.